talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you
down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there's a lot made last night and as we speak. I'm going to start with the infrastructure bill. The infrastructure bill. Some positive developments and some peculiar developments. Let me start with the peculiar development. You know, there was this love fest between some moderate Republicans and Biden and some of the Democrats on a bipartisan bill. This is the bill that carved off the so-called hard infrastructure, airports, roads, bridges, waterways, that kind of thing, water sources, but not soft infrastructure, as it's called, like education, tuition, childcare, climate change, addressing that. And so the Republicans and the Democrats struck a deal. But one thing about the deal is very ambiguous, and that is how to pay for it. Because depending on how many years this thing is spread over, it's variously been called a $590 billion deal, a $900 billion deal, and a $1.2 trillion deal. And really what it comes down to is how many years it's spread over. If it's spread over 10, 12 years, it's a $1.2 trillion. And I've made the point before, and a lot of the people calling in agree, that we have got to repair our infrastructure. These are capital assets. You can't let capital assets deteriorate. They pay for themselves. Your economy suffers if they are not repaired and improved. So the one thing that was not addressed is how to pay for it. There's a lot of debt been piled on. In COVID relief, it was absolutely essential in COVID relief. But as we go forward, how many trillions do you pile on? And this is not just a Republican issue, it's ultimately an American issue. And so far, Biden has been masterful in how he handled it. Now, what Biden wanted to do was to increase taxes on the wealthiest people in the country and corporations who pay no taxes. There's something like 50 major corporations in this country that pay no taxes, lawfully. They structure their income, they structure what they receive to pay no taxes. Jeff Bezos pays no taxes, essentially. Warren Buffett pays very little. Bill Gates pays very little. What they do is they get a lot of their compensation in stock, and capital gains on stock is not taxed as ordinary income. That isn't to say that these people don't pay any taxes. They do. And it isn't to say that the companies don't have a financial impact wherever they go, generate income for others who pay taxes. They do. But there is a basic fairness issue. The Republicans rule that dead in the water. They will not agree to any tax increase to pay for any of this on corporations, on individuals of any income. They won't agree to it. They won't even agree to slightly changing the tax bill that Trump ran through when the Republicans ruled Congress. So on the other hand, the Republicans do not want to just borrow it. And nobody really wants to borrow it. There has to be a fig leaf. So let me tell you what the fig leaf is. The fig leaf is both sides got together and they said, okay, there's a heck of a lot of waste in collections, fraud in collections, tax avoidance. And what we are going to do is police the waste and pay for it that way. Now, I've been involved in the Democratic Party for a long, long time. And every spending initiative I've ever heard, and every discussion of this subject going back to the 1970s, the solution has always at least partially been we're going to get rid of waste and fraud. Now, waste and fraud are endemic in human nature. And not only that, there isn't the degree of fraud in some of these programs that people like to say. The one area where there is fraud is in tax collections. Under George W. Bush, the Republic, when they controlled the Congress briefly, they slashed money for the IRS, agents, salaries, resources, to make it very, very hard to catch the tax cheats in the Republican Party. Very hard. Right now, you have a three times higher chance of being audited by the IRS, three times higher if you make less than $25,000 a year than you do if you make millions in the form of LLCs, limited liability corporations. They hide them in LLCs, and they all have very, very kind of reassuring names. You know, the Jones LLC, the Bradford LLC, the Smith LLC. You know, what is that? Where does it go? Its members are listed in state filings frequently, but they're not complete, and nobody goes through all 50 state filings, and nobody checks on what kind of income they get. So that's what's going on. And the estimates, very good estimates by experts on both sides, is that it costs the nation $1 trillion a year. If we collected every cent of income tax, even under present laws, they would take in, the government would, more $1 trillion more. The problem with that is that was only briefly alluded to in this fig leaf that the Democrats and Republicans said would pay for it as they got together on the infrastructure bill, the hard infrastructure bill. That is because one of the biggest frauds, in my view, is the fact that hedge funds pay no income tax. Hedge funds managers pay no income tax. Did you know that? You pay income tax. They pay no income tax. Some of them have incomes of over $1 billion with a B a year. What is a hedge fund? These guys, they're well-known financial guys. They set up an office, a couple of secretaries, a couple of traders, some equipment, very low overhead compared to manufacturing. And then they just put word out to wealthy people, pension funds, teachers' pension funds, the California State Pension Fund, for instance, and others who invest with them, give them a certain amount of their money. One of the canards, one of the aphorisms in investing is that you put about 5% of your wealth into high risk things if you want to do that. And, you know, it may pay off, it may not pay off. And so even pension funds will put 5% in more speculative things, including hedge funds. The idea is they'll go out, they'll leverage, they'll short stocks, they'll take chances, they may lose the whole thing, they may quadruple the whole thing. And over time, if you do it in enough these alternative investments, you basically should come out okay. That's the theory. Now, hedge funds a long time ago realized that they would like to pay no income tax. But the problem for them is that they get something like 1.5% on average of the net assets of the fund they're managing, even if they lose their shirts, even if they win immeasurable amounts of money. Either way, they get 1.5% of the whole thing. So if they have $1 billion under management, they get $150 million a year just by waking up in the morning. And they get another 20% of every dollar that comes in over the S&P 500 index. So they gamble. And if they lose big time, they still get 1.5% of everything. And if they lose, if they win, then they get 1.5% of everything plus 20% over the S&P 500 index, which on average in the last 100 years has averaged about 10% a year. So if they get 11 or 12%, the S&P's at 10, they get a lot of money. Some of these guys have billions under management. And you think they pay their secretaries that much? Are you kidding me? They're traders. Do you think that they pay, that the rent covers this? They walk away with hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars. And they went to Congress, their lobbyists, and said, we want to get the same treatment that oil wells and timber, those kinds of risky investments get, which is that they're not income, they're called carried interest that we make. We only have to pay capital gains, which is about half the income tax. So somebody said to him, well, wait a minute, you know, with an oil well, an oil company go out and drill 50 wells, they could be dry. They could rack up a lot of costs. So if they hit a gusher, they're incentivized because that's there's risk. So it's called carried interest. It's not called income. Same with timber. You know, you buy a lot of timber land, it can burn down. It can be hard to sell. Whereas you guys sit there, wake up in the morning, yawning and burping. You go into your office at 10 in the morning, have a martini at 11, and collect 1.5% of everything that you have under management. Where's the risk? They said, well, they smiled. They gave some more campaign contributions. And they are deemed to be carried interest, not income. Now, everybody in both parties rails about that. They rail about it, and they're lying. They don't do anything about it. Until that is corrected, and until we really get at the $1 trillion that people are stealing from the IRS, you're not going to pay for anything. The rest of the stuff, they said we're going to get rid of fraud in the unemployment comp system. Are you kidding me? A couple of bucks, $100 here or there. I'm getting really exercised about this. I'm really ticked off about this. But the good thing is it looks like the infrastructure bill will go through, and it looks like Manchin has come around and said that he may do budget reconciliation on it if Republicans won't deal. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.